One thing that I took away from this hearing that our Emily Kopp covered, and she's writing about it under the headline, Senators Take OPM to Task Over Long Wait for Pensions, is that this is really not the simple problem that maybe some members of Congress think it is. This is pretty complicated, isn't it?
It is incredibly complicated, and you hit the nail right on the head. I mean, there are a number of different factors that weigh into the processing of retirement claims for federal employees. We could talk a little bit about this, but I think, you know, Director Barry's first instinct to throw people at the problem is a good incremental solution, you know, to help processing those applications and getting the backlog down to more reasonable numbers makes perfect sense. I think there are some cautionary things in that strategy, though, to consider as well, because we know, you know, retirement projections are going to continue to grow over the next several years, which means that OPM really needs to understand what impact this increased workload is going to have on the people that are processing the retirement claims, and then also what burden the increased retirement claims may put on an outdated legacy system if they don't come up with a new technology solution.
One thing that I took away that I was heartened by when I listened to Director Barry's testimony and then read Emily's story is it seems that unlike some situations in which government agencies find themselves like this, Director Barry seems to understand that this has to be an and solution, not a now and later solution. He's talking about the fact that this is, for now, a paper and pen process, not how it should be, but that's the reality that we're dealing with. So how do we deal with that on the short in the short term while at the same time develop a technology solution long term? It's actually kind of refreshing because you don't hear an awful lot of that before Congress.
No, and you know, I think that's a smart strategy moving forward. I think that the technology solution has to come sooner rather than later. I think, you know, balancing the people part of it is very important, but that technology solution has to be part of an incremental approach. And let's talk a little bit about how that could happen. If you look at GAO's testimony, and this gets to your point, Francis, about how difficult this process is and maybe that there's not a very detailed understanding about the difficulty of it. But if you look at GAO's testimony from the other day, it says that OPM uses over 500 different procedures, laws, and regulations to process retirement applications. So what does that mean? It means that you could have a fairly straightforward calculation, say somebody that spent over 30 years in federal service in the same agency, processing their retirement claim is pretty straightforward, pretty easy. On the other end of the spectrum, you could have somebody that maybe served in the military, then maybe they went to work on the Hill, and then maybe they had a break in service, and they went into a federal law enforcement job. And then after, you know, 10 or 15 years, they went in to be a federal executive. Well, if that person, you know, had that type of a career, they could have at least three or four different calculations for their retirement.
The complexity of that, it is at the crux of all of these problems, isn't it?
It is, and you can't, the government just can't buy an off-the-shelf technology solution to solve those issues. I mean, they need a system that can interpret, you know, the multitude and complexities of the federal laws and regulations, and that takes a lot of customization. And I think, you know, one way to go about it and to kind of dovetail with what Director Barry's plan is to really take a phased approach with a technology solution. Maybe they want to start processing some of the standard retirement claims with the new system. So those that are a little bit more standard, those that have had 30 years in the executive branch only under one agency or two agencies that have the same, you know, retirement process. They haven't jumped back and forth to a FIREA agency or back into, the Department of Agriculture or whatever. They've stayed at one or two agencies for the duration of their career. And then once they get those processes under control and a system built, then maybe OPM can start to build out a system that addresses some of the more complex calculations.
Overall, is this something that could be controlled, do you think, in a short period of time, or is this a situation that if I'm sitting here as part of this backlog, or maybe I'll be part of this backlog in the not-too-distant future, I'm still going to be part of this backlog?
Well, good points. I mean, I think there's a couple things that feed into this, and I think one thing is that it's not just on OPM, and I mean OPM definitely owns the process, definitely has a major stake in the ownership of a system. I think OPM has to work in really close connection with OMB and also with the agencies. I mean, the agencies, if you look at the report from the other day as well, the agency data isn't necessarily always that complete and always isn't that accurate and isn't always consistent. You could have somebody, I'll use my name for example, I worked on the Hill, I worked at OPM. Perhaps my OPM record lists me as John Salamone. If I go to the Hill, maybe the way that they processed my retirement or my paperwork, it's Salamone John. So there might actually be two records for me in a retirement system, and my name might not necessarily be the same way in each, you know, in each instance, which then feeds into that problem of getting that clear, consistent, and complete information from the agencies.
I really do hope that there is not a Salamone John walking around out there that is leeching off your great service.
I don't
John.
Know. I'm not sure about that. There is another John Salamone who is the executive director of the National Italian American Foundation, but not the same person. When I worked in Senator D'Amato's office, I was answering the phones one day, and he actually called, so that was kind of funny. Oh, my gosh. So, you know, there are a couple of us out there anyway.
Well, I appreciate you being on this afternoon, John, to help me understand what's going on at OPM. It sounds like a big task.
Yeah, and one thing, Francis, if I could just make one last point for any of your listeners right now who are getting ready to retire within the next year or two, and this gets to your point about, you know, kind of are they going to be part of the backlog, I really strongly recommend that your listeners who are facing retirement or getting ready to think about retirement go to your HR department, get a copy of your personnel file, make sure that it's complete, and make sure that all of the information about your career is in there. And if it isn't, take the steps that you need with your HR department to make sure that it is a complete file and have that personal responsibility to take ownership of the process right now if you're thinking about retiring in 6, 8, 12 months down the road.